They took me down behind the line of officers below the road, toward a group of people in a field by the riverbank. As we walked toward them, shots were fired. I saw flashes of the rifles and heard the reports. We came up to the group. There were four officers standing together with a man in front of them with a carabiniere on each side of him. A group of men were standing guarded by carabinieri. Four other carabinieri stood near the questioning officers leaning on their carbines. They were wide-hatted carabinieri. The two who had me shoved me in with this group waiting to be questioned. I looked at the man the officers were questioning. He was the fat, gray-haired little lieutenant colonel they had taken out of the column. The questioners had all the efficiency, coldness, and command of themselves of Italians who were firing and not being fired on. "Your brigade?" he told them. "Regiment?" he told them. "Why are you not with your regiment?" he told them. "Do you not know that an officer should be with his troops?" He did. That was all. Another officer spoke. "It is you and such as you that have left the barbarians on the sacred soil of the fatherland." "I beg your pardon," said the lieutenant colonel. "It is because of treachery such as yours that we have lost the fruits of victory." "Have you ever been in a retreat?" the lieutenant colonel asked. "Italy should never retreat." We stood there in the rain and listened to this. We were facing the officers, and the prisoners stood in front and a little to one side of us. "If you are going to shoot me," the lieutenant colonel said, "please shoot me at once without further questioning. The questioning is stupid." He made the sign of the cross. The officers spoke together. One wrote something on a pad of paper. "Abandoned his troops, ordered to be shot," he said. Two carabinieri took the lieutenant colonel to the riverbank. He walked in the rain, an old man with his hat off. A carabinieri on either side. I did not watch them shoot him, but I heard the shots. They were questioning someone else. This officer, too, was separated from his troops. He was not allowed to make an explanation. He cried when they read the sentence from the pad of paper, and they were questioning another when they shot him. They made a point of being intent on questioning the next man while the man who had been questioned before was being shot. In this way, there was obviously nothing they could do about it. I did not know whether I should wait to be questioned or make a break now. I was obviously a German in Italian uniform. I saw how their minds worked, if they had minds and if they worked. They were all young men and they were saving their country. The Second Army was being reformed beyond the Tagliamento. They were executing officers of the rank of major and above who were separated from their troops. They were also dealing summarily with German agitators in Italian uniform. They wore steel helmets. Only two of us had steel helmets. Some of the carabinieri had them. The other carabinieri wore the wide hat. Airplanes, we called them. We stood in the rain and were taken out one at a time to be questioned and shot. So far they had shot everyone they had questioned. The questioners had that beautiful detachment and devotion to stern justice of men dealing in death without being in any danger of it. They were questioning a full colonel of a line regiment. Three more officers had just been put in with us. "Where was his regiment?" I looked at the carabinieri. They were looking at the newcomers. The others were looking at the colonel. I ducked down, pushed between two men, and ran for the river, my head down. I tripped at the edge and went in with a splash. The water was very cold, and I stayed under as long as I could. I could feel the current swirl me, and I stayed under until I thought I could never come up. The minute I came up, I took a breath and went down again. It was easy to stay under with so much clothing and my boots. When I came up the second time, I saw a piece of timber ahead of me and reached it and held on with one hand. I kept my head behind it and did not even look over it. I did not want to see the bank. There were shots when I ran and shots when I came up the first time. I heard them when I was almost above the water. There were no shots now. The piece of timber swung in the current and I held it with one hand. I looked at the bank. It seemed to be going by very fast. There was much wood in the stream. The water was very cold. We passed the brush of an island above the water. I held on to the timber with both hands and let it take me along. The shore was out of sight now.